This podcast is sponsored by God Save the Tea. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok for your daily tea and daily shade. Find the link in the description below. Well, hello, everyone. It's Craig, and I'm back again with podcast number one of the All-Stars Winners season, Queen of Queens. So, last time we talked about the workroom entrances. We're skipping this on this one because, of course, it's included in episode one. But we covered that in our last podcast on my thoughts and my reviews of that. So, we're skipping straight past that. And we are going to go into everything this episode. So we're going to be going on talking about the reading challenge, the runway, the music legends video, everything else in between. So we are going to be covering absolutely everything today that I can think of. There's going to be a few bits that people might not agree with because, of course, this is my personal preference and my view on what I thought of episode one. So, of course, we were left the other week with a first act, the first 15 minutes with a mystery queen walking into the workroom. Speculation was going mental. There's a lot of memes of it being Jujubee, which could you imagine if it was Jujubee? I think the queens would go mental. She's had her time. I love Jujubee, but come on, let's give it a rest. But we all knew that it was going to be Raven. Raven was, of course, the mystery queen, and I loved her opening line, losing is the new winning. But the thing that got me with this was the montage they done after, first alternate, and that she was robbed. We all agree Raven was robbed, and, of course, everything that's happening with James, yeah. It would be nice to actually see Raven replace James as the crowning queen for that season, but we know that's never going to happen. And, of course, then we've got Rue's entrance into the workroom, introducing all the queens and all that sort of malarkey. But really, that stand-up comedy acting scene between Raven and Rue, sorry, but that was really, really, really cheesy. I got it. It was funny. It was trying to be comical. But the slap, the only reason Raven got slapped was because she works for World of Wonder. She works for Rue. So it's probably in her contract that Rue can probably slap her about a bit and she can't get sued. So, yeah. So, one thing I want to cover on this. The badges. We love badges, don't we? Especially in the UK, we love the badges. The Rue Peter badge. But what is with the name of the badges? Legendary Legends Star. Why does it need Legendary Legend Star? Why can't it just be a Legend Star or a Legendary Star? Something along that lines. It seems a bit of a mouthful to call something that. So I really don't get that. But the prize money this year, $200,000. Yes, it's only 50K up on last season, but it is the highest prize money at stake for an All-Star season, for a Rue season, for a normal season UK. It is the highest prize money that has been up to offer since the franchise began. And I get it because it is Queen of Queens. So there's a lot at stake here. So of course, let's jump straight into it. The mini challenge, of course, was reading. And we all know reading is fundamental.
The library is about to be opened because reading is a what?
Fundamental!
So yes, that's right. Reading is fundamental. So first up, we had Shay Coulee. Red Raja for just only being there because there's free wine on offer. But she's trying to tell everyone that Raja is actually an alcoholic. I doubt it, but she's a posh queen. She likes her wine. And of course, then she read. Let's try again. She read Jinx for blowing because her last name reminds her that she's a good blower. I'm wondering, is that from personal experience? Has Shay Coulee had some experience with Jinx Monsoon's blowing technique? And then, of course, she read Viv for coming along and being the diversity of the season, of course, because Viv is the only UK queen in this episode. And then, of course, we have Jada reading Trinity that she's real above, well, sorry, not above, below the knees. Because, of course, we all know that Trinity is full of plastic from the knees upwards, unless she's had her big toe done, but we will never know that one. And then, oh, the shade of this one, Jada bringing up the roses. We all know how much Shea Coulee is triggered by roses. But the best bit about this was RuPaul saying that some of us aren't so lucky to have a rosebud, meaning that she's old and that she's starting to fall apart. Then, of course, Evie was up next. She read Raja. Do you know what? I weren't too impressed with this read. I really, really was not too impressed with this read at all. I didn't get it. Same with Trinity. So Evie's library was very meh. But then we move on to Trinity's reading. And of course, loved the read on Viv and Raja. The way she just went boot. Because of course, we all know that Raja hosts a fashion photo review. So that was brilliant. Then we have Monet Exchange. Now, the one she read with Jada got me. Because, of course, we all know that Jada's season was done throughout the COVID pandemic and the lockdown. So calling Jada winning a season through Zoom was absolutely amazing. And the way she read Jinx, that had me in stitches. Absolutely stitches completely. Now, we move on to Jinx's read. I just loved it overall. Of course, it was amazing. It's just classic for Jinx to be such a comedy queen. And Raja's read was a comedy gold about the makeup. Is she painting it on the good face, meaning that she's two-faced? And Monet, the shade. The shade was absolutely amazing. And you could tell that Jinx is getting a lot of camera time because she got an extra reading compared to all the other queens. Next, we move on to a course at Raja. It was so basic. It was so quick and a simple read, but the way she spelled out boogers was just comical. It was brilliant. She reverted back to her original season, being a booger and a heather, which I thought was amazing. Then, of course, we had Viv reading Trinity for always the body, never the face, which I thought was a bit harsh, but hey. Then I didn't get the read on Jinx. That didn't make sense to me. I didn't understand the read. Don't know if it's just me being me. And then reading Monet for saying that everyone knows that for being a singer, because she's not. But I think Monet can sing. But of course, it is reading. And reading is what's fundamental. So, as I was saying, I think they're favouriting Jinx a lot on this episode. Oh, it's probably going to be this season, most likely. She's getting a lot of airtime, a lot of extra time than more of the queens are getting. And it's already in like 20 minutes into the episode. But talking about episode, let's go on to the next one. So, of course, we know that this week it's the music challenge where they've got to compose their own lyrics, come up with choreography, and it's all to the Legends song by RuPaul. But we'll get more onto that a bit later on. But, of course, we then head to the main stage for another queen reveal. And, of course, it's not a Ru queen. It is the one, the only, Naomi Campbell. This model is just amazing. She holds herself so well when she walks that runway, and you just can't help but look and watch. She is amazing. I'm going to quickly run through the masterclass in walk. Sorry, I can't get my words out today. We'll try that one again. We're going to quickly go through the runway with what I thought of them. So Jada loved it. Raja loved it. We know Raja's going to boss the runway because, of course, she is a model queen. Jinx's walk, I didn't get the way she was walking at the beginning. The legs in front of each other, like really, really crossed. I didn't get it. Viv slays the house down on a runway. I could see Viv walking for Vivienne Westwood, Dolce & Gabbana. I could see her walking for some top modeling companies, some fashion designers. She would slay it. Trinity, of course, knows how to work a runway. She's a pageant queen. Monet loved it. She went very bougie. And I loved it, but the feet, I get what Naomi was saying. What's with the buckling of the feet, the twisting of the feet? It doesn't make sense. It's a quirk of hers. I get it. Now, this one I might get read for. So Evie, her walk works with her. She's very spooky. She's very odd and the walk works. But one thing I've got to pick up, the hair. That what is going on with that hair? Because it was all over the place. Come on. I love Evie, but you're in an all winners season. That hair should be pristine, should be unbreakable. But you look, when she walked off, it was all over the place. It wasn't structured enough to stay in the style that she wanted. I get it. But anyway, moving on. Shay Coulee, runway. We know Shay is a runway queen. She's just a TP. Shay Coulee is a complete TP. And of course, walking in front of Naomi was her ideal thing. So to me, Shay absolutely killed that runway. So we then get back into the workroom. And as always, we get a queen rocking out with their cock out. Evie Oddly is revealing all within the first half an hour of the show. But it's what queens do. We've got to get undressed somehow. And I also do love that they're actually thinking about their tactics for this season. Because, of course, no one's being eliminated. So they're actually thinking about pushing themselves a little bit further, doing stuff that they never normally would do, which is really good to hear that we're not going to see the same old from them over and over again. Sounds like they're going to be pushing themselves, which I'm really, really looking forward to. The thing that really, really does upset me, though, is Viv, how she feels. I felt so gutted for her that she feels like an outsider because she's the only UK queen. And I get it. It would have been nice to have another UK queen like Lawrence on there. That would have been amazing. Have two UKs in there. Maybe a Canada as well. That would have been cool. But I'm really, really hoping that Viv shines through. But I will come back to that a little bit later on. So, of course, we know this week is a music challenge. So they've got to write their own lyrics, record, and do their own choreography for episode one. That's very strong. That is very, very strong, especially for all winners. I love when they got onto the main stage to do their rehearsals, that they all agreed that there's too many cooks in the kitchen and that they assigned Shay Coulee as the choreographer because, of course, we know Shay absolutely destroys these sort of challenges. So it's very, very well planned from the queens to use Shay as the choreographer to get everything to look absolutely amazing. And do you know what? From the rehearsals, they were all in sync. It looked so precise. And I really looked forward to seeing this on the main stage. I do agree, though, that it looks like Viv is going to be the confessional queen of the season. There's been a lot of confessionals from her within the first 45 minutes, a half hour. So I'm really hoping that Viv is the confessional queen this season. And once again, Jinx is getting a lot of airtime. Is it because she's the producer's favourite? Or is it just because she gives good TV? We all know Jinx gives good TV. So we got back to the workroom, of course, and the next thing I looked at was the way they were talking to Raja, how they all looked up to her. In all fairness, 75% of them were still in school when Raja's season was airing. But they all looked up to Raja, which was very nice, and it made me feel like that she was an OG. Well, she is an OG. She is one of the original seasons, which is really nice that they're looking up to her. And Jada, I've really, really, really felt for Jada, how she didn't feel validated because of how her season went, mainly because she didn't get time to tour like the normal queens do like the work the world, because of course we were locked down, it was COVID. And that really upset me that she didn't think that she was validated to be there. But Jada, from us, you deserved that win. You deserved that crown. You were absolutely front runner in your season. You were consistent and you 100% deserve that crown, and you 1,000% need to be on this season. So, of course, we then get to the main stage. And, of course, our special judge this week is Cameron Diaz, which is lovely. It's nice to see they're getting some higher end judges, if that makes sense. But Rue as well, that look, right, now I need you to tell me, did anyone else notice it on her dress, her outfit? I swear she's been playing Among Us. She had one of the Among Us characters. Rue is very sus this season. And what was it with her music, her performance? We do get performances from Rue every now and again, but that's normally at the grand finale, and normally it's just standing there lip syncing. But we got very much Pointer Sisters from Rue, some voguing, which was very cool. So let's get on to the music video. I'm going to play the clip of the Queen's verses, and then we will discuss them. So first of all, we had up was Raja. Raja, the goddess, supreme and deity. There is no rivalry, God, that you worship me. Iconic style, transcending he or she. Refer to my pronouns as thou. Drop to your knees and bow. See, I like this. I got the verses and everything that was meant in it. But to me, there was too much auto-tune on this. It was very, very auto-tuned. We know Raja can't sing. She's not a singing queen. But there was way too much auto-tune. It was overdone. And the look, I didn't like it. I'm sorry. It didn't read good. It didn't go in with a legendary look. It looked very basic. A bob wig. It just didn't fit. I'm sorry, I love Raja, but I didn't like this. Next! Hello world, I'm Jinx Monsoon. I'm here to make your stepson swoon. I'm in it to win it, I'm fierce like a cougar. Rise to the challenge, get the judges in. Ooh girl, rub-a-dub-dub, get in my tub. Mommy's gonna scrub down all of these subs. Yes, I'm Jinx and I aim to please. If you don't believe me, check my knees. Yes, of course, it was Jinx next. And do you know what? I absolutely loved this. The outfit was very basic, but I loved it. The verses, especially the rub-a-dub-dub, get in my tub, saying that she's a cougar, saying that how she her character is portrayed. Do you know what? I absolutely loved Jinx's verse. Watching Jinx on this has made me really want to go see a Jinx show. And I really am looking forward to her coming back around the UK because I will be going. And of course, next up, we have Malay Exchange. Nice, triple crown is why I'm here, is what I'm after. Bow down, kiss the ring, call me master. Queen of serving face. No C in the auntie, only crown queens have a clean geniality. When all stars four, and I'll do it again. Get true to bop, bop, bop for me and my fans. Hey. See, listening to this at the beginning, I didn't realise it was Money Exchange singing because it fitted in with the song brilliantly. This could be class of Monet's song if you didn't realise it was a RuPaul remix. I love this. The look was very, very, I want to say Greek goddess, but I loved it. The verse, how she went from singing to rapping, that was absolutely amazing. Next up, it's Trinity. Guess who's back here to slay again? Under my belt, count them 7 wins. Ain't nobody show up like this, tuck it up like this. I could do it all night. This southern gal on her game. Body for days, make you say ooh la la. History know me by name. This queen will reign, set it on fire. I like this. I did like the lyrics. It was, you can tell that she struggled to understand what she wanted to portray. The look was nice, but once again, it was standard Trinity look. I would have liked to see something a little bit different, especially for this. She always shows body, yoddy, yoddy, when she does music videos, and the lip sync. Come on. What was up with the lip sync? It was not. It's her own song. She should know it. Evie, take it away. Oddly, it's Evie. I can't be beaten, believe. Nope, nope. Freaky like Friday, I won the crown my way, and I'll make this next one with ease. Queen of the queerdos, teaching the kids to live free. So free. I absolutely love this from Evie. It was typical Evie, oddly, very weirdo. It was really good. And unlike Raja, the auto-tune was just right. There weren't much, but there was just enough to make it good. The outfit was amazing. I liked her look and her performance on stage. But as we all know, what was going on with that wig? We know they don't like pussycat wigs. Queens, why are you wearing pussycat wigs? I get it. It's now the Vivian.
Queen of Queens has always been my future since my life found a way. Hey, yeah, yeah. Gonna show what the UK's got. I'm ready to start my reign. My reign.
Absolutely love this from the Vivian. Her voice is absolutely amazing. I've always loved the Viv's voice. It went so well. It was really nice to hear in her lyrics as well what she's there for, to do, that she's representing the UK. And her look, it's just Viv all over. That wig was amazing. Look was polished. And she knows how to do a singing challenge. Jada! Legends back again.
Gonna snatch the crown, about to turn the whole world upside down. With an itty bitty waist, child, I'm never afraid to put a bitch in a place. She's a queen for the people. The mother talking right, got the looks, the beauty. I know you're gonna like play the worldwide pandemic. With seven more queens with a set from Mama Roo, even though I can't sing.
I absolutely love this from Jada. It was something really different from Jada as well, not what I was expecting. She played a lot of comedy in her verse, and that the performance on the runway on the stage was absolutely amazing. Her look was elegant, and that end note saying that she can't sing. Do you know what? Hats off to her. She knows she can't sing. But do you know what? I thought she actually done really, really, really well in this. I liked this verse and this done. It really, really suited her. It was something completely different from Jada. So 100% like this. Next, it's Shea Coulee. Absolutely love this from Shea Coulee as well. We know Shea knows how to do a music challenge, and this was absolutely spot on. Her look was amazing and it was just phenomenal. We know she won this, the house down, absolutely won this, the Boots house down. Amazing look, amazing vocals, and it was just spot on. So of course, runway challenge this week was I'm Crowning. So let's start off with Raja. She's done like this period look, like a king, queen sort of style. In my opinion, I thought it was too much. She said she based the look from the shoes. But you know what? The shoes didn't match the outfit. Was it me? Am I not looking at something right? But to me, the shoes didn't match. So I don't know how she based the look from the shoes. It really didn't, did it? I didn't like it. I'm sorry. I really, really didn't like it. I'm sorry, Raja. Really, really sorry. Next up, of course, it was Jinx. And I loved this red royal regal look. It was very big, very puffy. It was lovely. The headpiece just was like a finishing touch. And I think without the headpiece, it wouldn't look as right. But I loved it. And that little leg stomp she kept doing just to say that she's still a whore underneath all that. I loved it. It was brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. So it's a boot to Jinx. And then Monet Exchange. Do you know what? I really, really loved this. She played the street hood, tracky outfit sort of thing with the pink, red and white. Pink, blue and white. And the way she brought those, I don't know, the mesh into the side of the pants. It worked really well. The look was polished. It was very nice to see something completely different from Monet to what we used to see. And yeah, it's a toot for me for Monet. Of course, Trinity. Oh my God. This was amazing. This look, the velvet, the train, it was so regal, so crowning, so royal. I loved the colors. It was the ginger wig was a little bit disconnected, but it actually worked. I thought the ginger wig worked really, really well. And this has got to be a double toot for me. An absolute double toot for Trinity. Absolutely amazing. Evie, loved it. It was just a completely different concept of where everyone else had gone, which is what I like from Evie, because this is what she does. She doesn't do what everyone else does. She does something different, something to her. And the way she went crayon, I got it. I loved it. It was like she was that hot and that fierce that the crayons were melting. So a toot for me, for Evie. Viv. I loved this look. It was very... I don't want to say plain, because it wasn't plain. It was all white, all natural, all like earthy. And she used raw materials, which was amazing. And the shoes, it looked like some fossils. I don't know what they're called, but you know what I mean. And she had to get the Jurassic in there, didn't she? Jurassic Park, the cane. The cane was there. We're seeing the Jurassic Park coming through in Viv, because we all know Viv loves Jurassic Park. So definitely a toot for me. Jada, absolutely loved this. Love purple. It was royal. And it was just lovely. The only thing I didn't like was the back of the garment, that you could see the corset when she turned. I love that theme to carry on all the way around. I really, really would. It was nice. The wig was completely different to what we used from Jada. So definitely a toot for me. And Shay Coulee, I absolutely gagged over this look. Very tribal, very... It was just amazing. I don't know what else to say. We know Shay knows how to work a runway and how to portray herself. And the prosthetics on the ears, that was genius. That was absolutely 100% genius. I absolutely loved it. 100% another two. So, top two this week. Of course, we know the top two gets a Legendary Legends badge. So, Shay and Monet Exchange were in the top two. But in my opinion, I think they definitely deserve to win. You thought I had to say someone else deserved to win, didn't you? No, I do believe they should have been in the top two. They both stood out 100% in the music video. 100% deserved the win. Lip sync, though. So they both get a Legendary Legend badge, but the winner of the lip sync, of course, gets to $10,000. And they get to block a queen from receiving a Legendary's Legend badge next week. So let's go on to the lip sync. What the hell was that song? Old MacDonald. Do you know what, though? Give the producers this and the editors. They used a song where the queens couldn't death drop, couldn't split. They had to rethink how they're really going to play this lip sync. And the other thing I like about this is that the queens don't know who's in the top and bottom when they're in the Untucked. They don't know who's there, so they all get changed to be able to lip sync. So I really love that they have to really, really think who's going to be in the top and bottom to learn that lip sync, which means all queens will have to know that lip sync 100%, which is a real good work on the editing side. Monet, to me, played very much comedy in that lip sync, which was funny because the song was so bizarre. It was so weird. Whereas Shay played a very jazzy style, went with the sort of theme of the music. But to me, I really do think Monet Exchange should have won that. I think Monet had more fun. I was more attracted looking at Monet because it was funny. It went with the song. But then again, did Shay win because she'd done such an amazing runway look and her verse in the song was outstanding? But yeah, my opinion, I think Monet should have won that, but she's still got a Legendary Legend badge, which means she's now one of the front runners with Shay. So, blocking. This is where it gets really fun, because I'm going to guess that the queens must know what next week's challenge is to block. If not, this could become real, real fun. So the way this works is they block a queen from next week, which means they can still win next week and still get $10,000, but they don't get that Legendary Legend badge. And we know that the top four will be the top four queens that have the most Legendary Legend badge. Do you know what? If I say Legendary Legends one more time, that's becoming a mouthful. It's too much. So we know Shay won the lip sync, and how they walked through blocking was amazing. And the monologues they give, but hey, bitch. Viv, don't touch me. Evie, I give good head. It's like, I'll suck you off if you don't block me. Jinx didn't, I don't know if Jinx actually said anything, because they cut to a confessional. So did she say something that can't be aired? I'm really interested to know that. But of course, Trinity's one made me laugh as well. I was rooting for you on season 9. Yep. Loved it. Absolutely 100%. But the blocking, she blocked Trinity. So does she think Trinity's competition because of the runway? She felt threatened. Or going, because of course we had the second episode already. We know what happens in next week, the beginning of next week. And Shay said it was because she knew she'd be able to take it, all this and all that. What are the girls going to do? Are they going to play fair? Are they going to block the front runners? But we will talk about next week on the next one, which is actually going to be in a couple of days. I'm going to leave this one up for a couple of days and then we will release the next one, which is episode 2, because we've had 2 grand openings, episode 1 and episode 2. But the blocking, I can't wait to see how this turns out. So that is my thoughts on episode 1 of All Stars at the Queen of Queens. Let me know below, who is your front runner? Because my front runner at the minute is Jinx, but she is getting a lot of airtime. Is she going to win the crown? Is someone else going to steal it from her? Who do you want to win Queen of Queens? My heart, I want Viv to win, just because, yeah, it's the Vivian. I've loved the Vivian for years. So drop your comments below. Sound off on TikTok, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, and our YouTube page. Find the links in the description below. And I'll see you in a couple of days with episode 2, which, of course, is Snatch Game. And by all means, that Snatch Game is amazing. But we'll cover that later. Until next time, we'll see you soon. Bye for now. This podcast is sponsored by God Save the Tea. Check them out on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok for your daily tea and daily shade. Find the link in the description below.